But I thought that was for pigs.
Oh, no, I'm saying sook with a k on the end. Sook.
I don't know that
word. How would you call a pig then? What does it sound like?
Tell you the truth, I never did call them.
Okay. Do you know how to call a horse in from the pasture?
Mm-mm.
All right. How about calls to sheep when you're wanting to feed them?
I wouldn't call them. I don't know.
All right. How do you call a chicken when you want to feed the chickens?
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
All right. When you are driving a horse behind a plow, what do you say to get them to turn right or left?
Gee and haw.
Which is which?
Haw, I think, is to the right, and gee is to the left. I could be wrong.
All right. What about when you want to start horses?
Get up.
All right. And if you want them to go faster, what do you do?
I'd still say get up.
Okay. Would you snap the lines or anything?
Yeah. Slap the line down on him. Or use a boogie whip.
All right. If you want to stop them, if you want them back up.
Well, some of them are taught to recognize the wood back.
I see. If you're going out to get the horses ready to drive to a buggy or a wagon, you say, I'm going out to...
Hitch them up.
All right. If you're going out to plow, you'd say, I'm going out to do what to them? Get them ready to go plow.
I guess you'd still say hitch them up.
All right. The leather pieces that you use when you're driving in a buggy are the... What you snap on them are the...
Reins.
All right, now is that to a buggy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if they're plowing, you're using the same thing when you're plowing?
Same reins.
The reins. All right, what's the difference in reins and lines?
I don't know that there's
any.
All right. I don't know that there's any.
That's just fine. If you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
When you're plowing or two horses pulling a wagon. Do you know any name for the horse on the left? Did you ever hear him called the some kind of horse?
On the left?
Mm-hmm.
No. Would he be the lead horse?
Possibly. That's one thing I've heard. Mm-hmm. You've heard him, the lead horse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're trying to tell me how far it is to something, mm-hmm. say down to the corner, you'd say, now that's not far, it's just a little...
Just a little piece.
Would you be more likely to say that than a little way? Or a little ways?
Might. Either one.
Would
little
you ever
piece,
say,
little way.
Would you ever say a little ways?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or if it were much farther, you'd say, oh, that's a long...
Long way.
Would you ever say a long piece?
No.
Would you ever say a far piece?
Mm-hmm. No.
Far
I wouldn't
piece?
Say... unless I would just... acting silly, and I might say a fur piece.
All right. Talking about something not hard to find, you can say, oh, you can find that
anywhere.
The trenches cut by a plow are the
furrow.
Last year we raised so much wheat we had a bumper
crop.
To get land, get rid of the shrubs and trees on a piece of land to get it ready for planting, you say, we did what to the land? We
plowed it.
Well, before you can plow it, you went in and you did what to the land? The pioneers moved west, and as they moved, they did what to the land? They
cleared the land, yeah.
That'd
trees and stuff.